Pickaxe.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable.
Good day and welcome to the Hat Chat podcast. We're doing something slightly different this week. We aren't able to do our regular podcast for you, but we have an episode from 0 Degrees, which has Ravs, Lydia and Harry from episode 20, which I appeared in. So have a listen to that. Check it out. Check them out. And yeah, we'll see you next week.
Hello and welcome to 0 Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we solve your complications. I'm Harry and I'm joined by Lydia and Ravs and Ross.
Hello.
How are you all doing?
I'm not too bad.
Good, thank you.
Wait, did you say Harry? No degrees?
We got no degrees at this podcast.
No, not a single one.
Is that, does that include guests? Because
wait,
they've broken your... I wasn't asked
what the
beforehand.
Fuck, Ross, do you have a degree?
Oh my god, I feel so embarrassed.
What kind of degree do you have?
What the fuck? You're a nerd?
Yeah, I am. I'm a big nerd. I got a first and everything. It was a TV and film.
First.
Yeah.
Oh. He's a first degree.
But not in like anything, not in anything serious. Like, it was TV and film production.
That's pretty applicable.
It's like someone doing art or geography. It's kind of like, yeah, sure, yeah. An A means...
You could have lied there and just said, you know,
I have no
nuclear
degrees.
Physics, you know, nuclear physics done, you know,
yeah,
super intelligent scientist.
Yeah.
Nuclear physics. My goodness. Yeah. And I do this for a living. I do the YouTubes and be a silly clown online.
It's possible. You know, it's all right.
It's plausible. No. I'm sure there are very successful people.
No, fortunately, you're not the first person on this podcast with a degree. We've already had...
Okay.
We would have Pyrion and Simon. Pyrion has a degree. Yeah. Simon didn't actually complete his degree, so he counts, I guess, as a 0 degreeer. But yeah, collectively, me, Ravs, and Lydia, no degrees. Does that surprise you or not?
No, I would never have even questioned it. You all seem equally stupid. No, you all seem very smart people. I would never even thought about it. But to be fair, I don't really think it comes into it like smartness and...
No,
you know,
it's about life
degree. Like
right?
A lot of people can get a degree. It depends on what it is. Like, yeah.
Oh, so you got first, Ross.
That's because, yeah, just making films and stuff is different. I didn't require any kind of maths or knowing how to say words or write good.
So you just hold camera and point it at Chris Trott.
Hold camera, point it at Chris Trott. Yeah. And that's it. And I still do that 10 years later.
Still working.
11 years later.
Did Trott also get a first?
Yeah. It was our final year project.
Oh, nice.
Together.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that does mean he's not allowed in this podcast. You know, if I'd known this before,
well, there you go.
Invited.
Shit, I've thrown him under the bus there. Smith, I think he has one as well.
Yeah. Is it first as well?
I don't think he got a first, but you can ask him.
He doesn't strike me as a first.
I love that. Us with literally no degrees, it's out here judging.
Yeah, slagging him off.
If I could just judging people with degrees. Fuck's sake. So Ross, you were saying before we went live that you've you were listening to a couple episodes of 0 Degrees.
I listened to first and last, so your very first one, just to get a kind of a feel of it, because I haven't listened. I've got loads of podcasts that I'm kind of trying to get through, you know.
For sure.
So I listened to the first one, then listened to the last one, and so yeah, got a spectrum of ideas of how this podcast goes. Interesting questions.
I feel like at times it can end up in quite a hat chatty place, but equally, you know, that's mainly led by the awfulness of the questions we're getting sent in to just become rambling nonsense about, you know, philosophical stuff. So it does go to the similar
place. We tried this in a format we called Hat Daddies a few years back, 2018.
Hello.
I think it was. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And it was like an agony aunt style thing, but some of the questions they sent in were kind of got really real and like kind of depressing to the point where we were like, this, we've lost the funny here.
Yeah.
So we kind of just let that one go to rest for a bit. I think you've got a different vibe here. You've had a different vibe. Like, yeah.
The quantity of questions sent in and just the variety. Like
yeah,
some of them are the most mundane, terrible questions you've ever seen. And the other ones are literal A4 pages of like, I'm a furry and I'm loving it and it's great. And
yeah
it's just I'm stuff you never want to know.
Friends.
It's awful stuff. I guess speaking of it, should we just get into a question? Should we just bang one out?
Yeah.
Let's bang one out.
Yeah. Bang one out. Someone want to grab one? Who wants to go first?
Why don't we let the guest do the honours?
Are we going to make the guest do the heavy lifting on the very first question?
Yes.
Definitely putting him to work.
He's got a first, okay? All right.
I know how to read words, kind of.
Okay.
Enough. I can read them enough.
Go for it. Choose one of these questions.
I'm going to choose one at complete random, based on the length, because Jesus Christ, some of these are long. Okay, here we go. Hiya, I like you all, I'm a gamer. I'm a gamer, but I've come to a point in my life where I don't feel fulfilled by just sitting inside all day, every day. I started dating and painting, but I still feel like I don't get out enough. Have you guys felt in the same way before? And if so, what did you do to help yourself?
What a pleasant, normal question.
Yeah. What a fucking normal question. Okay.
Usually the questions are fucked. So
I like that.
Actually refreshing.
So they've exhausted themselves with gaming and stuff, and now they're getting out there and doing some kind of creative stuff and dating.
When I picked this question, I was thinking, like, is this like, you know, it's a depressing thought, but like, is this like the getting old, you know, of gaming?
Yeah.
You're getting old, and like, you know, everyone's playing Fortnite and Apex now and Roblox, and you know, you're remembering the younger days when you played gaming and everything bores you. I think that might be what this is.
Maybe. I mean, we all play games for a living, and I get fatigued with certain games, definitely. Like, if you play something for so long, I mean, we did it with Minecraft where we played it to death, and like, eventually you're like, right, I'm going to go touch grass now and go outside and see what the world is like, and you're like, oh shit, okay, I'm going to go back inside now, actually, after that. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, I guess it depends on what like they like doing, right? Like, what would you
recommend? I feel like
recommend
it's weird when you commit a long time like period of your life doing gaming, and then you suddenly like have a break where you're not gaming. It feels wrong. Mm. It doesn't feel right. You're like, oh, I had this constant in my life, but it's fine. I feel like you go through phases. Sometimes you're just really into doing this thing. Sometimes you're doing this thing. Doesn't have to stay the same, right? Like.
Mm.
And equally, it sounds like they've replaced gaming with like some pretty cool positive things, like doing dating
and
dating. Sounds good. I don't feel like this isn't a problem. This is a brag. Why are
I
they
guess
bragging
they're asking
to us?
Suggestions, I guess. Like what do you guys do instead of gaming? Drinking?
God.
Cannabis drinking.
We like drinking. I don't know. I definitely get what this person's saying. Like you do get kind of like Stockholm syndrome, cabin fever, like you've been indoors all day just playing games day after day. You do start to feel like really like restless and like agitated almost. I'm terrible at like motivating myself to go out and do anything though. But I would say probably literally going to the pub with you guys. So
at its heart, that's being around friends, that's hanging out, that's like, you know, human interaction. That's really good positive stuff, right?
Yeah, like apart from the 8 pints.
I mean, that's also bad. But I feel like, you know, a lot of people nowadays, they do their like kind of social interaction online on Discord and stuff. A lot of people game in evenings, their friends. Like that's, I feel like we're kind of almost old school in the fact that we don't, like I don't chat, Ross, I don't chat to you on Discord.
No,
not really.
I fucking chat to you so much at the pub. I'm just like, cool, like chilling.
Well, they get a dog if they want to go outside, because that's a chunk of your day.
Has that changed your life, Ross? Has having a dog kind of changed your life?
Yeah, no, in a way, yeah. Yeah. Because you have to kind of get used to like, also you kind of have to train yourself, because when you're training the dog as well, you kind of have to train yourself to behave in a certain way and treat your dog in a certain way so that he behaves himself.
Mm.
And doesn't like tear everything up in the house. But obviously, and also you kind of, you know, pick up habits to, you know, go walking like regularly, which is a positive thing.
I guess it also makes your life
pretty good.
Health-wise,
like you've got to constantly be doing these things.
Yeah, the daunting thing before we got a dog was just like, That was the one thing I didn't like doing, was going for walks with the dog. And it was nice on the occasion when I was with my parents and stuff. It's like, oh yeah, I'll go occasionally, but it's not my responsibility. Yeah. Now, like beforehand, I was like, oh man, I'm going to walk him all the time. And now it's like fine, because it's become a habit and it's become like a part of my day and routine. So it's a good thing. And obviously, like, it's those type of things where you break through a certain barrier and you're like, yeah, I actually really enjoy this. It's good. And obviously he's happy. So that's cool.
There you go. There's the advice from someone with a first in the university is to get a dog. Yes. Problem solved. Boom.
Or at least become a dog walker and charge.
Oh, yeah.
You
could do that. I used to do that as like a volunteering thing. And I loved it. It was great because I couldn't have a dog. So I would like go and volunteer at doggy daycare places and help them with their dogs. Want it now.
Did you ever do it like Daniel Radcliffe level though, where he has like the like 8 million dogs on leashes, like on his belt and stuff, and he's like smoking?
Oh,
was that like
how
you would do it?
There were times where you would be walking. I can't remember what the limit was now, but it was something like you had a limit of like 6 or maybe it was even 8
That's
dogs
a lot
at one
of dogs.
Time.
Oh my
you would
God.
Have so many dogs with you. And also, when I ever like stopped to think about it, I think, fucking hell, actually, this is a huge responsibility. Like, you know, people's dogs are like their children, their lives. And imagine if I just accidentally like let go of the leash and it ran away and never came back. I would have all these like intrusive thoughts whilst I'm walking them, like, don't lose this dog. Don't lose this fucking dog.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Especially if they have bad recall and like you let them off the lead and stuff like that.
Were they big dogs? Were you doing like, are these like, are we talking like pretty small dogs?
It was
like a mastiff.
Preschool dogs, Harry.
Preschool dogs.
Going to dog school.
Dog school, yeah.
Maybe it wasn't 8, maybe it was 6. Sometimes they were small, sometimes they were huge. I had one dog literally, and I'm like a big gal, take like literally holding onto its lead. I went flying into the air, landed like vertical flat on the floor, and it dragged me across the park. I think it was like a massive, what are they, like retriever or
a
Labrador
or something.
Jesus, something big and strong and energetic.
Fuck me. Yeah. It's got 8 Saint Bernards, by the way, just walking.
But yeah, so that was a good thing though. That did like get me out of the house and stuff like that. So I do think if you have a reason to go out for a walk, it makes it much more bearable. If it's like,
definitely,
I need to go for a walk today, you're like,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, really, there's
a motivation.
There's something to be said for like going on walks or being around other people that makes you feel like a part of society. And sometimes I feel like on like a weekend of just like heavy gaming where like I haven't left the flat, I've just like been sat on my computer playing games, you just kind of forget the real world exists for a little bit. And it's nice. It's nice to have that escapism. But you do feel a little bit like you go outside and you're like, oh fuck, there's like, especially in Bristol, there's an entire city just like kind of happening over here. So I feel like that's an important kind of
I really like a good mix. Like, the person also needs to bear in mind that they've literally just been stuck in their house for like 2+ years because of COVID. Like, that's probably why they're not really feeling it with games and stuff anymore. And like, getting back out there is nice, like, you know, going out, being safe obviously, but like having a walk, doing these cool hobbies, like that's fucking sick. Like, you should do stuff like that. It's kind of fun, you know, and not cursed.
There's always knife fights. You could get into
fighting is
at night time.
Only at night time. So you've got the day for your painting, night time for the knife fights.
Yeah.
Write that
there
one
we
down.
Go. All right. Write that solved.
Down. All right. Let's move on to the next question.
Bam. Easy.
Easy. Solved. Dear 0 Degrees, I'm an excessively hairy young man, particularly my chest and back. I'm always shedding those curly little chest hairs. To be blunt, they look like pubes. I've recently moved into uni accommodation early, and I'm already finding these little pseudo-pubes everywhere. It's just me in the flat at the minute. Should I clarify to my soon-to-be classmates that they aren't my pubes? Should I let their minds wander? Please help. Please note, my pubes and chest hair are the same colour, so a demonstration wouldn't prove anything.
Right. Demonstration.
So they're worried about pubes or hair. That's the scenario.
I think they're worried about the
explaining
idea
themselves.
That their pubes are going, which they kind of are. Chest hairs are kind of still pubes, right?
They're not pubes. Are there any pubes if they're your pubic hair?
Yeah, they need to be in your pubic region to be pubes.
But they're all kind of the same.
But no, but like, you can have, I would say I don't have like necessarily puby chest hair.
I don't have pubes.
Would you say that that's puby? Is that puby? I don't know.
I'm not that
puby.
Wait, do it. Wait, I missed. Feel that. Wait, where are you? I forgot. I've lost the video.
Like a little bit.
The videos have cut off. I can't. She's suddenly trying
I'm
to get
I'm desperately
the
trying to find you
up.
Again.
Where are you?
Okay.
You're showing them.
Is that pubic? I don't feel like that's very pubic.
I don't say that's pubic, but you are quite hairy. I would say that's long and straight rather than like curly pubes. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I'm picturing this person's covered in like curly body hair.
Yeah, curly thick, you know.
Yeah, curly thick hair.
You don't have to get yours
Ross,
out,
you
Ross.
Pubes?
But what are you dealing with?
Sorry, yes, I do. I do have pubes. Also got a hairy chest, but no, I don't have a hairy back. That's like I remember my friend had quite a rug of a back, and he was quite self conscious about it. But like, I feel like if you own it, it's fine. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, well, they're not pubes, bro. That's part of my body. It's like body hair is like normal. So it's like there isn't anything to be ashamed of. I mean, he used to get his waxed, which looked so fucking painful.
Oh, I bet that was really fucking painful.
On your back, he used to do that like semi-regularly, and it's just like, I don't think anyone cares. So it's just like, I mean, unless someone asks and specifically goes, hey, bro, like, what's this tiny little curly one? It's like, I don't think anyone's going to be rummaging through your bit, like, your stuff.
Yeah, it's still a little bit of hair. Maybe a little more salty.
And it's just like, if you're living there, like, it's going to happen,
Let's pose it from like the POV of like.
Let's say you've got a dog. Fuck it.
Let's say you've got a dog. I've got a dog in my
closet. Dog's solving everything at the moment.
There we go. Let's get the dogs involved.
Imagine you're his flatmate or their flatmate, and you're going in, and you are just finding these fucking tiny little pubic hairs everywhere in the kitchen, and your fucking living room,
and
your shower,
all over your
soul. In your cup of tea.
I would be like, this is fucking gross. Like, who's like ruffling their pubes in my fucking cereal? What's going on? I do feel like you've got to establish so that they don't think you're like a massive asshole.
Boundaries, wear a t-shirt. Wear something that, I mean, because more often than not, like, your hair is not going to go all over the place if you're covered. I mean, unless it's really like you're shaking your shirt off and it's coming off, then sure, that's maybe that's worth going to a doctor at that point. I don't know. But I don't think, I think if you've got a shirt on, you should be fine.
Just stop rubbing your chest. Like,
unless you're just like,
you're
combing
chest.
Combing them out.
Also, have you just got like white carpet everywhere or something? So your like pube hairs just stand out? Like, what's going on here? Like,
avoid the whites.
How are
you
finding them everywhere?
Yeah, how are you
also, like,
chest
clean your bathroom
everywhere?
After you shave or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Like, that way they'll feel less of it around.
Or you can get just one of those like air canisters that you use to clean your keyboard and just spray everywhere. Really go to town, then get a Hoover.
And then do it on your own body as well. Get rid of the loose ones.
Cleaning tips, that's it. Oh, yeah.
I think that would honestly make you think your flatmate is even more psychotic. Sorry, mate, what are you doing?
Oh,
I'm just hosing down my pubic hairs in the flat. Like, fucking what?
Okay, then. Right.
I kind of makes a difference who this flatmate is, because I don't know, if it's like another hairy guy and you're like, oh, dude, just so you know, these are not pubes. I swear to God, I just have a hairy chest. And then it would just be like a really throwaway conversation and you'd move on. But maybe it would be weird if it's like, I don't know, this young woman and you're like, these are pubes. And she's like, okay. And then she thinks these are definitely pubes. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It kind of depends who the person is. I feel like how they
might
react.
Context on the scenario where they're finding them. Like, if you find them in your tea or food, you'll be like, well, hang on, this is cause for concern.
Can you not kind of set up a scenario where you can like walk out of the shower in a bathrobe, like your big hairy chest and back on show, like, oh no, everyone knows that I'm really hairy now. And then, you know, done. Conversation doesn't even need to happen. People are just aware. People are aware of the hair.
Yeah. First night, everyone get drunk. Yeah. Mention it on the slide.
Top come off a little bit. Yeah. Top goes back on. Done.
There's also, the alternative where you just twink it the fuck up, man, and you just get full body wax. Just, you know, get rid of it all. Just start walking around being smooth as fuck. It will suck, but like, you know.
You could shave it.
Yeah, but
that's less painful.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, the ingrowns.
Actually, you know what? I was about to say, not that you have to shave it, but although the times they are changing, women have been socially pressurized into shaving their body for fucking ever. So you know what? He can shave his chest. He can shave his chest. Get rid of your hairy pubic chest. Shave it.
That's women's chest.
Come on,
hair aware is
everyone having body hair.
Everyone has hair.
Yeah, wait, no, you can't. You can't reverse this around.
We should be just encouraging everyone
has to
have
shave
body
now.
Hair.
I don't know. Just let your hairy pubic body
pubes run free.
Let them run free.
Whatever you do, whatever you do, you can't start the conversation by picking up a hair from the kitchen floor and going, this isn't my pubes, by the way, because everyone is going to think it's your pubes.
Yeah, they'll think just it's like, your pubes.
You can't do that.
They'll immediately do that.
Because when you're defensive about it, pubes. Super defensive, you're like, oh, this isn't a pube on it.
Yeah,
you go, well, all you'll remember and think of is, that's the guy with the pubes.
That's
like,
the pubes.
And so you need to be subtle
especially
about it.
Especially if it's like one really long, curly one. You know, it's gonna be, that's definitely a pube.
Absolutely a pube.
Brutal.
Christ, well, okay. Good luck.
Solved it.
Good
solved
luck.
It again.
Good luck.
Easy, how it goes,
easy solve.
I guess.
Right. Don't send pictures, though.
No need. Who needs pictures of that? You know, it's okay.
I've met a lovely girl who I get on really well with. We've been on a couple of dates that went great. She has a great personality, we have similar geeky interests, and I find her pretty attractive. The only problem is that I find the way she yawns absolutely repulsive. It's very loud, and the sound is unpleasant in a way that is hard to describe. How do I get over this? I don't want to ruin a potentially great relationship over something so petty. And it's obviously not something she can control, but the sound of her yawn makes my stomach lurch. Please help.
I can't even imagine what that sounds like.
Let's imagine.
What
stomach
lurching.
Like
that sounds like.
Can
we
like that?
Do it?
I feel like it's putting noise in when you don't need to. Like a yawn shouldn't be that noisy.
No,
she's probably forcibly adding noise. Wait.
I don't. Yeah, to try and, to stomach lurching levels. Is that the volume? Is it this? Is it like high pitched?
Also, for this to be a deal breaker, Ross, this is, has to be a deal breaker.
This is insane. It's like that. That's a. I mean, God. I mean, my sneezes are loud, and that's the one thing that I get called up on. Is like, you sneeze too loudly, and I just can't hold them in.
You can't fix it. Sure,
I don't think it's a deal breaker.
Sure, you're
scenario.
Not faking it though.
No, I try. It's just I can't hold them in because I feel like I'm going to get an aneurysm. And I've read somewhere that there is a very, very tiny percentage chance of that happening. And I don't want to be that tiny percentage
chance.
Thank
you for that new fear. Thank you so
much. So I'm just saying.
I'm scared now.
I don't want to hold my sneeze in, so I'll let it out. But I sneeze like four times in a row, every time. And so that is sometimes, you know, that is brought up. But my partner will say that. She'll say, well, you know, that's an annoying thing. And I'm like, okay, I'll leave the room. If it's convenient for me, I'll just do it in the hallway.
Do you guys ever have one of those sneezes?
Well, not if I'm sat down and I'm doing something, sure. But like, if I'm like stood near the door, I'm like, oh, I'll just do it over here because it's not as loud and annoying in someone's ear.
You know but what if you're like mid like?
So she should. So that, is that the advice? She should leave the room when she yawns.
She should leave.
Or
the
he
room.
Should just get a juiced up on coffee. Yeah. Energy drinks.
I am
never yawn.
Absolutely on your partner's side though, Ross. Because what is it with men and their dramatic fucking sneezing? You don't need to make all that noise. You sneeze and it's a true kind of noise. If you're going boo! And putting in loads of fucking dramatic orchestra in it, that's your own shit.
I'm
here to fight for this, man, because I was just about to say, like, have you guys ever had those sneezes that when you sneeze, it like fucking feels like it's rocked your whole body? You just feel like sore and you're just like,
what the
like,
fuck? I don't think that's a sneeze, Rax.
You basically pull a fucking muscle when you sneeze. That's how hard I'm sneezing, man. My sneeze is loud as fuck. Like,
got a lot of sneeze
a shotgun
to get
blast.
Out, man.
You know? Exactly.
Christ.
If I could never sneeze again, I'd choose that option. I hate sneezing.
It feels
I don't like
good,
doing it.
Though. I like a sneeze.
It's amazing,
yeah,
the
sure, but I sneezed too many times. If I'm, like, in the middle of something, if I'm driving, that's the worst.
Oh,
like,
that's
fuck.
Scary.
Like, you can't really close your
oh,
eyes.
Oh, that's scary.
Like, but the volume-wise, I try to control the volume, but, like, it's like the rush of air just, like, ruins my vocal cords, and I just, ooh, it's like a choo. It's so strong.
But Ross,
I
think you've been Pavlov's dog into not liking sneezing through this kind of get
I just
out
don't
of
like
the
it.
Room to sneeze. We
it's
just
the four.
I think you're being, sneeze shamed, Ross,
you
and you need to be
right.
proud of your sneezing.
Shit.
Yeah.
I should be, shouldn't I?
Stand up for sneezing.
God, I should sneeze right in Lydia's face next time.
I
she
stand
it,
with
clearly.
Ross also.
Have you seen that like Twitch new thing where like people are clipping streamers who sneeze and like jacking off to it because they're
what?
Turned on by people sneezing.
No. Oh my god.
I'm starting muting my mic every time I sneeze now. It's like, no.
What? But like the shot, is it the noise or is it like the shotgun blast of snot that does it for them? Like,
I don't know. What is it? Like watching girls or anyone, I guess, sneeze just turns them on. I mean, apparently a sneeze is one eighth of an orgasm? So maybe they're just
I was going to say that. I wonder if that's the perverse mind behind it. It's like, oh, there's a tiny, oh, it's like just having an orgasm, a tiny,
she's
tiny
had a
amount.
Bit of an orgasm.
Record it quickly. Like, Christ, the things we want to get
that
off to.
That is so sad. That is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Super pathetic. Oh, but on note, Ross, you're having half an orgasm every time you do four sneezes, right? Is that right?
True.
Yeah. But it doesn't feel pleasurable. It feels annoying because it's just if I'm focused on something, it's just a distraction. It takes
me out. Do you get like a little bit
of
pre-cum from that much?
Yeah, I do. It's honestly, I just mess my pants every
time. That's why he has to leave the room. That's the real reason.
Yeah, I need to go get some tish or something. Jesus.
There's so much jizzum everywhere.
Yeah, it's a messy sneeze. That's why.
It's a nightmare when he's driving. Like,
especially when
nightmare.
I'm driving. Oh, God.
This
is a tangent from the yawning. So the yawning thing, how do we solve that problem?
Oh, right, yes. It's tricky, right? I think it's quite a common problem where, especially when you like first move in with a partner or even living with someone, that there's like a certain habit they have that drives you up the fucking wall. And it's just something that they are unconsciously doing. And how do you navigate that? Because like with you, Ross, you can't help but sneeze. But at the same time, if it's really fucking annoying, then, you know, you want to like have a compromise or whatever.
Yeah, I'm aware of it. And I've been told about it. And I'm like, sure. Fair enough.
Get fucked.
And
now
you have a weapon. You're like,
Harry and Raz, have you had this issue before?
No, but I get very annoyed by people who have like fake sneezes or yawns.
Achoo!
You know, where like they yawn and it's like a fucking anime character. It's like, yeah, like fuck off. Or like, or they sneeze and they go like, achoo, achoo,
the tiny little achoo, cutesy ones.
Like,
yeah,
fuck you. That's not real.
It's not real.
Just like, let it fuck
out.
Off.
Let it go. Now.
Yeah. Those ones.
Let it happen. You're gonna give yourself an aneurysm. Ross has just told us.
Let it out. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can embellish them. I can go crazy with it, like
really?
Like a shout, like a.
Do you like have like hand movements to like
style.
Follow? Like,
achoo! Yeah, it's like waving gestures. Yeah.
Do you like to sneeze from like a horizontal or a vertical position, Ross?
A vertical is awful.
Is awful.
You kind of like tense up and you're like, I don't know. Whereas I prefer to kind of stand and like project.
That makes
really
me push getting, like the. Destroy my whole body sneezes because I'm usually lying down or something when I sneeze.
Yeah, that's not optimal sneezing position right there.
Not for the neck. Not
maybe
for the
I need
neck.
To be standing up.
I'm just, can anyone imagine what this yawn sounds like? That's so bad though. Do we think it's like a kind of like a guttural kind of a, or like a kind
it's
of like?
Gross.
I'm wondering
I
how
like
that's
a cartoon
so
yawn,
off-putting.
You know?
Yeah.
Is it like
I'm picturing like a really deep like a.
It must make that some weird sound.
A gross guttural sound.
But the thing is, it's going in. Like, yawning's going in, it's not going out. Usually, like, those girls are just like that.
That kind of like dying old man noise.
I do remember there was a girl at my school who used to, every time she yawned, she would just do this hand thing. She would do a hand stretch, and it was just like, it was really cute, but also like, you'd just be in assembly, and she'd yawn, and you'd just see.
Has to do the arm stretches.
So I wonder if it's like, I wonder if it's not even the sound. I wonder if it's like just the everything around it, the package of yawn. Mm. You know, the yawn is the trigger moment for everything else to happen. Is there, you know, is there a facial, you know, action? Is there a hand action as well? I don't know.
I'd like to clarify that I'm definitely not a serial killer because I've yawned about 8 times since this conversation has come
just
up.
To mention
and apparently,
of it.
If you yawn when yawning is mentioned or someone else yawns, it means you're empathetic and you're not a serial killer. So I just like to point that out. And also, I just managed to make all my yawns really quiet. So she definitely can as well.
Yeah, like you can make her, you can make a dog yawn by doing the same thing.
Okay.
They follow the pattern of like if you're yawning, and somebody
wait,
they'll
are
copy
you saying,
it.
Are you yawning because you find what we're saying so boring, Lydia? Are we not being entertaining enough for you?
This is
is that what's happening? Is that what's happening here?
How would we prevent that? Do you need to get juiced on Red Bull? So the obvious answer is he breaks up with her, right?
Just dump her.
Just dump her. Yeah, ridiculous. Don't beat around the bush, mate.
I wonder if you can train her, like. Like a dog, because you're saying dogs yawn.
Spray water
in
the dog
her
again.
Face.
Let's bring it back.
If you, every time you yawn, you just kind of like spray some water in her mouth or something.
Yeah.
Just like
throw
you know,
like
throw Pavlov's doggy, but backwards. you know, peanuts. Suddenly my brain starts associating yawning. It's like, oh, it's horrible.
Always stick a finger in mouth.
Well, that's the thing, right? Like, if you actually are a dickhead, you can like put your finger in someone's mouth when they're yawning.
Oh, yeah. And like, it
literally stops the yawn.
You ruin like, it.
Your brain is just like hard programmed that like if something goes in your mouth, it just stops the yawn.
So that's what he needs to do. Just as it's a preemptive method. Where he sees it happening. He needs to be active at all times, looking.
Yeah, just put something in her mouth. That's the.
Pop something
with
in
permission,
her mouth.
With permission, consent and permission of course, is always required.
Consent.
Of course.
Well, it's like when someone says bless, like when you're about to sneeze, like you're and someone says bless you, like you can just lose the sneeze, and it's so frustrating because then it's like just tingling around in your nose. So it's like the same thing if you touch someone's mouth, like it just like hardwire shuts down what you're about to do. I would say maybe have a chat with her. I mean, they probably already have, but maybe just be like, I don't even know how I'm trying to think of a way that someone could say this to me without it irritating me. Like, hey, gorgeous girly whirly boo-boo. Just wondering, do you have to be so fucking loud when you do that? Like, I don't really know.
Well, listen to the question. He says it's grotesque. It makes him want to fucking throw up. Like, that's terrible.
It's fucking grim.
How do you approach someone to say that? Your yawn makes me want to actually be sick.
It makes
like,
me
how
wreck.
Do you, like, turn that around and go, like, that's a positive. Let's fix things. It's like, what?
I feel like you've got to call it out super casual if you haven't already. You know, like super casual. Like, wow, that's a weird fucking yawn. You know, wow, that's
is that
really
not
a weird
thing
weird.
You're doing? Maybe
or
you
yawn really
don't do that.
Yawn really obviously in her face, but like do it in a quiet way. Like,
yeah. Well, I wonder if she's already noticing if he's saying it's grotesque. Like, is he gagging when she yawns? Is he like...
yeah, follow through with it. Fully throw up every time.
Yeah.
Grab that's her the vomit frog yeah, in yeah. her mouth. Stop yawning!
Baby bird.
That was you. That's your fault.
Baby bird, you're sick. That would stop her. That'll teach you. No more grim yawns. I mean, honestly, please, if you could film one and send it in,
I want to hear it. Or at least just the
with
audio.
Consent,
yeah.
With consent.
Just
don't
the audio.
Film people without.
Yeah. Don't, you don't even need to film it. We just need to hear what that. I want to
sound
know what that sounds
it.
Like.
Sound record
I'm so
it.
Curious
yeah.
now.
If this is like the most normal yawn ever, I'm going to lose my mind.
I know, yeah. It's just like, dude.
It's just like a quick, or something like, you know, just like just basic ass yawn.
Fuck's sake.
Maybe just do like, you could do the positive reinforcement route of the, maybe if she does quite a nice yawn, be like, wow, that was a lovely yawn. Much better than your other one.
Like she's a 2-year-old. Yeah.
Give her a cookie.
Yeah, that's nice. Sure, nice.
All right.
I mean, good luck with it, mate. I mean, that's what I'm
saying. Yeah, sounds fucked.
Yeah.
Sorry, speaking of horrible noises that your partner does that you find fucking repulsive. I could just hear one right now, and it annoys me so much.
Belch or fart?
Do you guys know of or do yourself anyone that when they brush their teeth, they basically fucking deep throat themselves with a toothbrush and start gagging?
Yep.
No. What you do?
I do
you
it.
Do it. Why?
So, I fucking.
Do you do it?
Yeah. What? I scrub the fuck out of my tongue and the roof of my mouth, like way back into my throat.
And you
shit.
Gag. You go.
Yeah, I go.
You need to go that far. Surely.
I have had several partners that do that. I was wondering if it's just like a guy thing. Like, I can hear someone brush and then I just hear. It's disgusting.
What the fuck?
Stop it.
Retching in general is pretty rough. But yeah, like to Raps, force it upon themselves. To...
I mean, that's.
What?
It's just disappointing that you're still gagging, to be honest.
I need to do the thumb trick, disable my gag
you need
reflex.
You need a bit of practice, mate. Come on, get it right back there.
Little tip for everyone at home, you squeeze your left thumb, gets rid of the gag reflex.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I don't believe that. I don't believe it.
It works.
I'm testing
how
that
do you
later.
Know?
You gotta do it.
You're the only one here confessing to gagging.
Yeah, what? You don't do that.
It works, and he's not doing it. He likes it.
I like it.
It doesn't work, and that makes you an idiot. I don't know. It's like
someone be brave and try it. Someone do it.
All right, report in on the thumb.
Let us know
if that actually works. But the toothbrush thing—that's odd that you go that far.
I just like to scrub my tongue.
Yeah. Do you have an electric toothbrush? Is it because electric toothbrush is?
I don't have an electric
to
one. Yeah. To be fair, I need to get one.
Yeah.
Which is probably why. Probably why I'm just like throat fucking myself.
I just the idea of Raz walking, just me walking around the toilet, you just go.
It's like it's electric at that point.
All
so
good
it's
now.
Like...
God, I feel so much better. Ready to start my day. Nice. Good. No, it's healthy. It's good.
Hey guys, right before COVID, I was talking to this girl. Seeing the writing was on the wall, our uni was going to be shut down, we decided to do the business. At her place, we talk for a while, I meet her cat, and it's a good time. We get to mushing rumps, and while I'm in a precarious position...
Mushing rumps. What?
What is this? My brown hole looking at the ceiling. Did they have to?
Oh, okay.
Did they have to specify? Oh my God, where is this going? I see that the cat is not only in the room, but has jumped onto the bed as well. No problem. However, a second later, I felt a little paw knock on the entrance to my poop chute. This caused me to instantly lose my boner and become incredibly lost for a given reason why. I was too befuddled to say, the cat bopped my asshole, because it sounded so bizarre. I excused myself and after a short conversation, I left. Since this event, I haven't participated in any bedroom rodeo. How do I get my groove and confidence back?
What? That put him off entirely.
Well, I mean, a little cat
push the cat off
asshole.
And continue. Like, what? Come on.
Don't
let the cat stop things.
I think that this man needs some therapeutic fingering.
Excuse
I think
me?
He needs to.
Right, okay.
I think
I
he's going to have to.
I did not see that coming. I did not expect you to say that.
Yeah. I think that this man, okay. You know, has felt. He felt someone push on the door and needs
someone.
He needs something.
It was
a cat. He felt a cat push on the door, and I think he needs to.
You're saying this is how he begins his journey down
anal sex. He gets past it.
This is
No.
His gateway was a cat touching his asshole. I don't know. I might be with Ross on this one. I don't think this is the strat.
What I think is this might be a bit traumatic for the guy, okay? But he's going to have to get past that feeling. He's going to have to push past the feeling of the cat's paw on his ass.
The cat's not going to do it again, Raz.
No, I know, but like he has like the cat has like locked the door and he has to unlock the door.
I think it's the cat that's obviously it's the fact that it's an animal. I mean, most people don't like having sex with their animals in the room because they kind of just stare
at you.
Kind of look, and they're
it's
like,
really weird.
Here? What's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, like, thank God it was a cat, because a dog probably would have like licked his arse or something. Like,
trying to booped him with his nose or something. Yeah.
Oh, it'd be cold, wouldn't it? Like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Cat.
I mean,
a dog.
It's surprising that it's kind of, you know, I'd understand if he was like, you know, it ruined his his mojo for like that girl, and it kind of, you know, it tainted that experience.
Away.
But he was fine, I suppose. But it's like it's completely stopped it all. It stopped all movement
odd,
in that sector.
He needs a good pegging, honestly. It will sort him right out.
Get
the
pegs,
door
mate.
Needs to be opened. But he needs to associate his butthole
with
sensation
cats.
With something that isn't a cat.
I feel like this is going the wrong way. Like, you're trying to, you're really leaning into the asshole thing, and that's.
I don't think that's what it is necessarily. I mean, it could be. You're right. Maybe he needs a bit of both. But like, I feel like any animal knocking on the door is kind of like a big no-no or kind of an off-putting moment.
Especially
with a stranger or someone who you'd never done it with before. But normally you just brush the cat out and just be like,
I'm like, get off, and you'd laugh.
The fact that you left,
you'd
like,
laugh. What a
there's
moment.
So many more questions.
Yeah,
that's pretty funny, actually. Like, I would have said that in the moment.
Whoa,
if
your
I was
cat just touched my ass.
He's going to fuck himself by not seeing it.
I've had vaguely similar thing.
Yeah, you are really encouraging that. Really, Raz.
Really wants him
I feel like he's got a... Like, do your friends know? Do you know what I mean? Is this not a story that you're regaling to your mates? Like, it sounds like he hasn't coped with it yet. He's kind of admitting it. He's guilty about this cat bump.
Like, any of you have cats? You've got cats, Lydia.
I've got cats. Well,
ever intrude?
Well, I was just saying, I've had a similar thing happen, and then I realised everyone's going to think I've had my arsehole bopped by Hastings or something. That is literally not the case. I've very specifically, the cats are locked out of any room because it freaks me out because they will just come and sit on the bed and stare at you, and it's so off-putting. But like 10 years ago, I was with my boyfriend at the time, and the cat that I had at the time jumped up onto his back and just like curled up into a loaf position. And it was just like,
settling. What the fuck?
But it's funny. Do you know
but
what
it mean?
Was a bro funny. Like a slower, yeah. clearly a gentle lover. If he could literally have a cat nestle onto his back.
Yeah, I feel like that's like a Jesus like, moment. That's like a kind of like Disney princess-esque Jesus moment, you know, at one with nature. Look at this man.
But it was, yeah,
it's like
it was
a calm
definitely
wave on a beach.
Yeah. But I can't imagine, I imagine you just brushed it off and that didn't
carried
stop
on,
things.
But he was my boyfriend, so maybe it was less true. Awkward, so... It wasn't like someone I, you know, like a one night stand met in the, for the first time or whatever. But yeah, it's definitely always a risk when you have animals. I think you either have to, if you leave the door open, you have to accept that they're going to stare and watch you or try and curl up on the bed. Or you have to, you know, you could be having your passionate lip making out face session, as they say, and then you have to break that up and go and close, take the cats, pick them up one by one, close the door, which does ruin the moment, but rather that than getting your asshole bopped.
Yeah, maybe the other way would be claws. I guess that could be a concern. Because if your ass is getting bopped and then you get a little bit scratched, oof, hang on.
Oh my God.
That's close to the danger zone. Yeah.
Oh, imagine it fucking scratched his asshole. That would have been really bad.
Not cool.
Fuck.
But.
That's traumatizing. God, what would Rav suggest for that? He'd be like, you've got to get some knives. You've got to start fucking slicing up your asshole. It's the only way.
I'm just saying that man had a disconnect. You know, if you got a scratched arsehole, just get like some pseudo cream and rub it on there or something. I don't know. Some nice ointment.
I do, as much as we laugh at Rav, I do wonder if there's some truth to this. I wonder just if get it has kind to of awoken your something.
I think that he is scared and he associates like any sensation with his butthole or sex now with a cat pawing his ass. And I'm like, if you are suddenly, you know, getting pegged or whatever, or you're sticking a finger up there, someone's sticking a finger up there.
But it's not always like a
you associate it with something else.
Scenario. You were saying like you should always be prepared and that's and then just accept it when it happens. I think it's more of a case of he was busy doing something else, then suddenly bam. Cat bop, and he's surprised. It's like a whoa,
but it's
that took
it's
me
locked
out of the zone.
Him out of all,
and yeah, maybe
it's locked him out.
Yeah, he needs to get back in the in the zone. But yeah, no, I mean, you should get used to washing his asshole if he's worried about touching it. Just touch it when you
that's
clean
a good
it.
Idea.
Clean your butthole.
True, true.
Practice cleaning your butthole.
Shall we couple fingers in there? Come on.
Yeah,
it's also probably
why not three, maybe four. Get a whole fucking fist up there. Yeah.
Same way I brush my teeth. Do it to your ass.
Gag that fucking thing.
Grab an electric
toothbrush. Make sure it's a different brush.
Jesus Christ.
I imagine like a lot of it though is the embarrassment that it seems to be that like the sex ended and he didn't. And so maybe, like, I guess what you're saying, Raz, right? He was kind of humiliated, not humiliated, but he was embarrassed in that scenario. She doesn't know the cat bopped him. She just thought he suddenly lost his boner. And
that's weird. How do you explain that? How do you explain that when you
now he's put him off having sex because he's probably worried he's going to lose his boner again, right?
Yeah. There's that, so I guess there's maybe a psychological element there as well.
Psychological element. So
definitely,
is that why you're saying he needs to finger him, his asshole with the electric toothbrush?
I don't think that's what you could spend. Well,
no, because now you guys are making me think, like, oh, maybe it's a performance anxiety thing. So like,
it could be.
Maybe he doesn't need a good arsehole fingering. Maybe he needs like some... like positive affirmation. He's like a he's like a nice.
But things like
that's a nice hard dick.
Yeah. Like that, well, the story doesn't explain what she did after that happened. Like maybe she flipped out on him or was just like, what's going on? Like why aren't you getting hard, bro? That's when
I feel like that's
psychological.
I think that
might
be part
of
it.
Yeah.
I feel like her reaction to him not explaining and then her react. You know, she obviously that suddenly.
Yeah.
Is she? You know, does she feel awkward?
Just a cat, bro. Like fuck you. It's weird.
Let the
for
cat
me.
Touch your asshole.
Strange. It's a cat.
I think you can do it. You know, you gotta
find someone you're comfortable
with. You're doing
great. That's that's the key to it. Find someone you're actually comfortable with, and you'll be fine in the next time. Just don't rush into it.
Pegged.
And make sure the door's closed and get pegged. All of those.
And if
things.
Worse comes to worse, just audio clip Rav saying. That's enough. I'm not going to say it, actually. I refuse to let it be clipped. Raps, congratulating you. And just play that in your headphones as you're doing
it. You can
it.
Do it, buddy. Woo!
That's a nice cock, sir. Come on, let's go.
Nice and deep. Nice and deep.
Yeah, it's good. It's nice to encourage each other, right?
Yeah. Good a couple of bros helping a bro get the dicks hard, you know? Just helping a bro out, man.
Bros.
Come on, man.
What's the worst activity for a date? Not something that would damage the relationship, but something you'd both look back on and cringe at the memory. the worst activity for a date. I don't, things which involve getting messy, I guess, right, to start with, is kind of like, normally you avoid that or spicy food or things like that, kind of like, I don't know, weird smells like, and mess are never a good first impression, right?
Should we add to this first date? Because I feel like for a date, it can it's very open, but for a first date, there's a lot of things I would not do on a first date. Like,
I've learned that cinema was bad. I've went to cinema as first date, awful first date. You just sit next to each other and you don't chat until like after the movie before the movie. It's like weird.
It's just, it's kind of a non-starter, right? Like you don't really, like you can't talk. Like it's very much just a, oh, what do you think of the film? Oh, that's all right. Yeah. Oh, okay. See you later.
Like I kind of feel like first dates where you go and you're like, you know, you're with a load of your mates. They can, it's kind of a coin flip. It can either be really fun and they fit in or just like, it's a complete disaster. Like you're way too much pressure. All the friends are there. Like I feel like those are kind of my worst nightmares of like, oh, it's just all too much. It's all too much. I feel like you got to focus. Brad's right. Like focusing on communication together is like what usually makes it great.
So what's the worst date though?
Yeah. What would be cringe? Cringe. Yeah. Like what's cringy? What's something where you put yourself in a really like vulnerable
like karaoke
position.
Stuff like that. If you're not good at it, that could be like a fucking nightmare.
I feel like
karaoke,
sober karaoke
in a specific scenario, sure. But I think karaoke, if anything, is more of a funny kind of like you have funny stories about it, right?
Because
even if it is dumb, it's like. Mm. Whereas, you need something that's like just awkward.
What about
and
first date antenatal class. You go on a first date to one of those things where they show the baby being born and stuff.
Oh my god.
I mean, just on that note, like that funeral. Funeral's got to be like,
oh my god.
Nice.
That's
like, a bad
one, fuck. Yeah. You're like, sorry, I can't make the cinema. Do you want to come to, like, you know, my nan's funeral?
Yeah.
Like,
even worse.
Hell.
Yeah. Hey, babe, no, we're going on a date and you're with me, right? But can we go see my dying grandfather in hospital?
He's on the way out.
He's on the way out. Like, will you come with me?
Pretty grim. Grim first start.
I mean, like first date to like, you know, your ex's birthday party. That's like, you know, stuff like that. That's top tier. That's omega levels of cringe.
That's bad.
And they've only bought you to make the ex jealous and it's so obvious. And you're just there like.
Yeah. That's
what about
bad.
A wedding? Is a wedding a weird one?
I don't know. It depends. Obviously, if they don't know anyone, then sure. But otherwise.
A first date wedding.
It's actually probably quite good because. You know, more often than not, nice event. Mm. Things are happening.
Yeah.
You know, there's lots normally a bit of a free bar, so a bit of dancing. It's probably not a bad one. I guess it depends if it's your ex up there. It's like, no, that's my ex. That's why I'm here.
Great times. I feel like first dates are always awkward and fumbling anyway. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like it doesn't. I feel like any of them could end up really cringy and awful because they always are a little bit kind of awkward in that way.
Sports that you're not very good at or physical.
Like Tough Mudder or something.
Yes,
like.
I was thinking that. Yeah. Like if I did Tough Mudder for a first date, I would just be like sobbing hysterically. It would be awful. I'd probably broken a bone as well. And they'd just be like, fuck, 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 fuck. I need to get out of here. How do I leave this hysterical, crippled woman?
So have you guys ever had mates who are in like really terrible bands, but they ask you to come to their gigs?
Yes.
Because if you're either in that band or you're going to see your friend's band and you ask someone to come with you to that, that is maybe one of the worst.
But that also feels like something that you can aware of it and you're ready to laugh, that could be a really fun bonding night.
Unless you're the one on stage.
Okay, but what if you're in the band and you think you're actually good, but you're actually just hot dog shit? But
that makes me cringe. And then you
dedicate a song to your date.
I mean, to double down on that, like, you know, spoken word poetry, like, come along to my spoken word poetry night.
That is making me physically cringe. The thought of that is like so
And then you like dedicate a poem. Him to them.
Oh no.
This one's for you.
Sam I am, green eggs and ham.
Have you ever been on a like a really cringy date or is it dating's different now, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like
I don't really think so. I feel like I usually my dates are shit, like they're all pretty low key. I feel like I'm not a big
big duck to be it's a date. It's kinda like, we're happy to be hanging out, going to this thing or whatever.
Yeah, just going to a restaurant, wandering around a city. I feel like I like wandering around a city as a date. I feel like that's always fun. Wandering around a new city is like good. I feel like going to a place that both people don't know is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I actually had more positive experiences than bad experiences with dates.
Yeah, same.
Don't know about you guys. Do we have any shockers? Anyone got any ones that they really look back on and don't like? Because the date itself was like a bad location or activity.
Catfished and cinema, boom.
Catfished and cinema, that's a nightmare. Oh, that is a nightmare. That's just
a double whammy.
Yeah.
Start next to fucking, sorry, I'm jaunty, I'm 47.
had BO, smelled really bad. No. Was awkward, really? Was not great. Yeah.
Start,
no, I didn't have BO, they had BO.
I had BO. Yeah.
No.
Who'd you catch?
I'd be smelling nice as shit all the time. Okay.
Bruh. God, that's the worst as well, because you can't leave that. You're stuck there for like 2 hours.
Yeah. I like, that was a good movie.
Yeah, did you just get up and go? Like, how did you end the day?
Yeah, we went back on. We were getting the same train back as well. It was a nightmare. Oh. So I was just like, all right, bye. Didn't even get up or anything. I was like, see ya.
Oh, God. That is
grim. It was either that or just like, I went to a nice restaurant where we just didn't gel with each other at all. It was like a really weird date trying to like get through the conversation. That's probably the two worst dates.
Closed conversation, yeah. Like when you chat to someone, they just close it off or they don't elaborate.
Yeah,
like
if you're
stuff,
trying to make an effort and they're just
yes
like,
or no's, okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Not really adding anything.
Yeah.
Never ask
that's
you
the
anything.
That would be more cringe, I think.
Oh. Yeah.
In some scenarios.
What about you guys? Ross, you got any bad experiences, Lids?
I haven't dated loads, to be fair. Enough to have negative stories. Went ice skating once on a date. That was pretty good.
That seems like it would be a good one, actually.
Yeah.
Unless she like horrifically breaks her leg or something. But like,
yeah, obviously it can go either way. But I think we were both all right. But I always worry about that when ice skating.
I always worry about that.
You see some people go down, you're like, oh fuck, their finger could just get sliced off at any second.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, that's worrying. Although I've never heard of it happening.
No. It must.
But no, bowling. I'm terrible at bowling, so I would probably not choose bowling.
I think bowling's kind of a good
like
one.
Bowling, you
love bowling. I think bowling's a great
even if you are awful, it doesn't really matter. It's kind of meh.
I know, but like gutter ball after gutter ball, it starts to get pretty cringe.
It's more just depressing for you, not for anyone else.
Put the barriers up. Come on, help me out.
It would be cringe if the person was like a mega sore loser and they just got really angry and like it
really
became awkward because they kept losing. And then that would be cringe, like playing a competitive game. You've got to have, like, if you're shit, you've got to laugh at it.
Oh well.
I
can use the frame next time. Make it, suppose both of you push it.
Like dinner or a restaurant could be bad if, like, depending on where you take them, if you take them somewhere really shit, or you go there and you order some, like, disgusting, messy shit, like you're eating oysters, you're, like, fucking slurping them out of the thing.
Oysters.
Or you, like, order, like,
oh,
fucking just the messiest, sauciest thing
sticky
in the world.
Ribs.
You've got, like, sauce all over your face and, like, you're fucking, like, bibbing yourself. Like,
I was in London at a steak restaurant, and this my partner and this other couple came and sat like next to us at the table next to us, and they were on like a first time date, but the guy was absolutely hammered off it, like off of his face, like didn't know where he was, had no idea what he was doing. They had just met. It was like 8 in the afternoon, 8 in the evening.
My
like,
God.
Still pretty early to be like as hammered as he was.
To be wankered.
They like had met just outside the restaurant and came down, and she was just like, yeah, this is like, you know, just completely like chatting openly because he just was so drunk he didn't even understand what she was saying.
Oh my
She's
God.
Like, yeah, oh no, we're never meeting up again after this. Like, but you know,
that's
I'll have the meal. It was like, thanks. Just hilarious. Just watching trying to order. I ordered for him in the end because he couldn't even like read the menu.
Oh my God.
oh my God.
Holy shit.
But like, it was so
bad. Yeah,
that's
not a good look in general.
Like,
you're going to be that wasted.
If he remembers any of it, it will be the worst, cringiest date of his life.
Oh yeah.
I think she just had a blast because she was just like, he's absolutely wankered. Like, what do you do? Do you get up and leave or you just sit there and you just laugh about it? Like,
God, I don't know. Yeah. God,
he was dropping shit, stumbling around. Like, I'm surprised their table didn't fall over. It was fucking hilarious.
That is so cringy. I would not be able to, like, I wouldn't be able to focus on my date because I would just be eavesdropping in on everything they were saying.
Yeah, I basically spent the entire night just watching them. I was just like, this is fucking great. This is great entertainment.
Oh my God. I love listening to first dates. I love it when you're on a date and like you can hear the people near you on a first date. I love listening.
It's cute.
Yeah, it's cute. It's like, what kind of stuff are you into? And all that adorable stuff.
And you're like, it's not going to last. This isn't going to last. They don't have similar interests.
No, they don't have chemistry. They're struggling. Yeah. They're running out of conversation.
Funny. What if it's like a perfect date, but at the end, they're just really rude to the waiter? That would be like a massive cringe. Red flag.
Oh, that would be a deal breaker. I feel like you just snapped a bit of my
heart. It's just like, come on. Like, what?
No. I hate that.
That would be awful. Imagine you get really well. They're really lovely, really charming. And at the end, they just treat the waiter like shit. It would just be like, that'd be awful. Yeah. Good way to judge character, though, how they treat people in service and retail and things like that. So better to know early on, I guess.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, true. They dodged a fucking bullet. That is a good one. All right, should we wrap it up there?
I think that's a good
place to call it.
Yeah.
Sure. Ross, thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime. Enjoyed. Good fun. Yeah.
Not too wacky questions. I think we managed to stay pretty, a lot of sex related stuff, but that's kind of usual.
Yeah. The wackier the better. It's all good, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sex related stuff that wasn't just pure vile awful shit this time.
Yeah. We had one did you hear when Perium was on? We had one about poo in his foreskin and stuff like.
I think you told me about this one. Yeah,
it's like not good.
And some sort of cleaning it out of your friend's foreskin, right?
It's not good stuff.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, that's pretty rough.
How would you answer sexy. That one? Would you clean?
What
poo
would
out
I clean
of
my friend's
foreskin when he's really drunk? Would you do that?
If I was out drinking with him, I'd probably be too drunk and I wouldn't even consider it. Like, it wouldn't be like on my flag. But if he was like, oh man, I probably wouldn't.
No,
I'd probably put him in the shower and give him maybe a rinse over, but I'm not getting hands on.
No, if he showed up at your door, it's like 9 PM at night, he's been day drinking, he's wankered.
Nice.
And he smells like shit and he's like, Ross, help me, I put shit in me foreskin. That's Smithy, by the way. What are you going to do?
I don't think I've even seen either of their dicks before, but like if he suddenly started showing me his dick and
that
he was covered in shit,
that surprises me. What the hell?
There's no scenario that, well, very few scenarios where that would happen. But yeah.
Not even at the urinal?
Not even a cheeky peek.
Come
on. Don't really look.
No cheeky peeks.
No,
I don't know if
peaks.
They're big or small. I mean, I assume small.
But in this scenario, they're covered in poo. That's the scenario.
They're covered in shit. Straight into the shower. Shower head on jet stream. I'll be like, you pull it back. I'm not looking.
Baby.
Here's a towel, mate. I'm fucking off to bed. This is disgusting. Let's never talk of this. We will talk of it, of course. It'll come up in a hat chat or something. But yeah.
That's a true friend. There we go.
But yeah. We talk about that weird stuff all the time on our podcast as well. It's pretty disgusting.
Ask Ross and Trot.
But it's fine.
Ask Ross and Trot and Smith what they would do. I'm interested. What would they do?
About the foreskin. Okay. The conundrum.
Yeah.
With the foreskin. I will ask them in the next podcast. Yeah.
Nice. Of course, go listen to Hat Chat. Wonderful Hat Films podcast, which is probably equally as vile as this podcast.
It's the funny
episodes,
news.
Yeah.
Because it's not always fun. It's kind of just gross half the time. And they're real stories. Normally sensationalized, but yeah.
It's good shit. It's
pretty
good
weird
shit.
Stuff there.
And of course, you can submit your question to 0 degrees at pickaxe.uk/0degrees. Loads of different links, all in the description. And leave a review if you enjoyed. Leave a little comment. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Ross, for joining us as well.
Chat out to
no worries. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, Patreons. We have no tears. Ross, we have no tears in our Smash Patreon. That. We still haven't made any.
No tears.
Yep. But we've got patrons now.
What tears would you have? Just like kind of.
I'm not sure. We've kind of brainstormed a lot, but we haven't decided.
Because
we don't.
I don't think for ours, we don't have like. I think we've got like three, because obviously we've got the podcast, the D&D one as well.
Yeah.
And otherwise, it's kind of just a supporting thing because, YouTube and whatever is kind of shit these days. But,
yeah, it's kind of terrible.
So yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about that, but yeah.
I'll check out what you guys have got. I might have to just copy what you guys have got.
Yeah, have a look. Yeah, I mean, it's basically just they get the podcast a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Nice.
And they can download
that's
it.
That's crazy. We recorded the night before every day.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. We were the same, but now we do it we stagger it so that it makes more sense for someone who's actually paying money.
Yeah, for sure.
And also they get the download, which means that they don't have to listen to ads. Because then we put ads on the main ones.
Yeah, so.
There's a couple of benefits.
Great deal.
It's not
so
crazy, but it also just supports
while you're subscribing to the
Zero
Degrees Patreon,
doing it.
You can also check out the Hat Chat Patreon. Go on down.
Sure.
Click it.
Try the podcast first, see what you think. Otherwise, it's pointless, but yeah.
Otherwise, I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, why are you subbing? Yeah.
All right, we'll leave it there then. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate it. And thank you, Ross, for joining us. We'll catch you later.
Cool.
Bye.
Thanks, Ross.
Bye.
Bye-bye, everyone. Ciao.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.